mistaken this week. The Cowboys got their motherfucking ass whooped. I feel how Marcel be coming in. And
that's crazy.
After the Giants done got their ass whooped, like, you don't want to clap. Like, you don't want to, burr, 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 broken plate. Nah, you don't want to hear that. Bro, I will say this. I am a Brock Purdy fan now. Give me that nigga jersey ASAP.
He hasn't lost in a regular season in his career.
I don't give a damn.
Crazy.
That nigga is like that. Bro, did you see him? All this time, I said, ain't no way he doing that. He must ain't never seen Michael Parsons. I don't know who the hell wore Michael Parsons' jersey when they played the 49ers, but nigga, you did a horrible job because I know that wasn't Parsons. Nigga, I seen one play they did the screen. Somebody blocked the shit out of Parsons. I said, can't nobody else tackle him. when you done got their best defender, I know nobody else out there. Bruh, they shouldn't show another Cowboys game on TV.
I agree.
Shut the hell up, Marcel. Bro, because that shit is mind fucking. I watch the Cowboys and I'm like, ooh, that defense. I know what I'm gonna get from Dak. Dak's so inconsistent.
Facts.
Dak is some bullshit.
Dak.
And I know that's with Dak. So I'm cool on that. But I've been watching the Cowboys every game and see, I said, but that damn defense
is different.
Oh, nigga, you can say what you want to say about Dak. Nigga, that defense is for real. Until goddamn Brock Purdy. Hey, nigga, that defense ain't shit. That defense ain't worth a goddamn thing. Nigga, I seen the punter so many damn times, I wish I could put that nigga on my fantasy. Cowboys, you got a hell of a 5 punter. Your kick return team ain't worth a damn. They scored so much, I kept seeing the kickoff return team.
Damn.
God damn. Yep. Now I'm in a good mood. I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
Welcome to Broken Play.
Yeah.
I had to get my... You know how you got to vent sometimes, bro? You know, nobody in the house understood that. Now I'm good.
Therapeutic.
We're going to get into some comments. The new intro is fire. Daisha, R-A-D, Cliff, dash, S-K, folk. Motherfucker. Hey, change your goddamn name. And but no, we appreciate that. The new intro, just trying new stuff. I do wish we get the girls back on there. Them two twins. We got to get them back on that one.
We got to find them.
Yeah, they set the tone. We got to get them in the intro. Because some niggas, you don't understand, some niggas just watch shows for women.
Right, right.
It's a nigga right now, he don't give a fuck what I'm saying. He waiting till that camera pan over that event.
That's it.
He probably never see a day in his life. Nigga just like to see women on camera.
Yeah,
that's it.
And they don't got to be naked. They can be fully clothed. Niggas just like to see women.
With sports?
They could be eating.
Bro. Right, dog. Nigga, I go watch the game. You want to watch the game and get in that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But if I go somewhere and it's nothing but niggas screaming and going for their team, I don't want to be in no shit like that. That's a fucking Boy Scout club. Take me to a spot where there's women in there that didn't even know the game was going to be on. They sitting there eating, chilling, drinking.
Yep.
They going to get in. Women love free drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Women will talk to your ass for a free drink like a motherfucker. Who winning? Bitch, you don't care. Give me 2 lemon drops. Get on one. Crafted by _Christ. Nav just singly handled it, solved the WNBA viewership crisis. I wouldn't say I single-handedly. It was team-oriented. Shout out to, you talking about the Clayton English episode.
Yeah,
shout out to Clayton.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marcel. Shout out to Dumb. We broke down what was the problem. Because Dumb always tell you, the skill is there.
Skill's there, always.
Entertaining.
They just ain't fucking dunking. Put that goal on 6 feet. I want to see one of them motherfuckers windmill.
Going crazy.
Ooh, shit.
Have them mic'd up.
A windmill? If you dunk on a bitch, ooh. Not that I'm calling women right. bitches, but if you dunk on somebody, you call them a bitch. That's just like yeah, an NBA.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah. But he dunked on his bitch ass. You yeah. say it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't want y'all to be like, now he's single-handed. Hey, shut the fuck up. Young Tulsa King said, nigga, we waited long enough. Broken play with the screaming emoji. Nigga, if you can't wait a week, I don't know what the fuck to say. God damn.
Or, bro.
Hey, God
or,
damn, bro.
It don't even be a week. We got right. new shit coming out here in 2-3 days.
Right. We done already tried to cheat the system. We break the shit down. We give you an interview on the weekend, and we give you the episode. Come on, man. Work with us. When we get the budget right, nigga, we'll give you more show. But right now, it's all we can do.
But we appreciate you always, still.
For sure. Heavy. Nigga, you see Marcel with that laptop? Nigga, what you think? That shit costs. Every time I gotta ask that nigga a question, that shit costs. That's why I like being wrong a lot. That nigga gave me a paper how much I owe him. Man, fuck that. Nigga, if I say Tom Brady wore number 15, I'm gonna keep talking, nigga. Fuck that. Don't correct me. Oh, this a good one. @_noed. No Ed, maybe. I'm a girl that don't know shit about sports, but when I watch this, I be learning and laughing at my favorite sports show. Shout out to clap it.
Hey,
oh,
hey.
Bro, time out. That's what we was just talking about.
The Queens.
Women who don't give a fuck about sport, they just want a free drink. Now she just she chilling. She just want a free laugh. She's just cooling. Then she might see a nigga with us showing the highlights and talking about it. Now she might be like, now she want to go to a game.
Yeah.
Nigga done chose a fine-ass female off the humbug watching Broken Play. And that's what this show about. So let's get into it. We already done talked about them dumb-ass Cowboys. I'm going to stay. The Cowboys won the dumbest team this week.
Okay.
The motherfucking Miami Hurricane.
Oh,
you
my God.
Are the most garbagest bitches you could be. Nigga.
They was undefeated, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh. Nigga. Top 10 in the country.
Ooh. Listen to this.
They had a gravy schedule.
Marcel could contest to this. I had Georgia Tech plus 20, so I stopped watching shit. I didn't give a damn. I knew you niggas couldn't win by 3 touchdowns in 1 quarter. So I'm good.
Right.
Nigga, when I watched that highlight and saw your dumb ass run the ball instead of kneeling,
bruh,
I said, nigga, you don't know too many Georgia Tech fans unless you went to the school.
Yeah, facts.
Right.
So you ain't going to see much on social media. We did it and all that shit because I don't know no Georgia
Tech. Shout out to Megatron.
But, oh yeah, the greatest receiver that ever play. But, Miami, nigga, it's no way I could look my coach in the motherfucking face after he done made, let, bro, we get in the locker room. Nigga, put that motherfucking marker down. Bitch, don't you write shit on that goddamn board. You don't know shit just like we don't know shit. Ain't no way you can't tell me the coach called that. Coach, just bench me next game. Nigga, I'm kneeling.
Nigga.
We were just talking about that, dumb. You remember when you said Pat Mahomes basically was saying fuck you when he slid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Nigga, these college players got to start saying fuck you to somebody. Nigga, kneel.
That was crazy, bro.
Ain't no way.
It was like, 40 seconds left, clock's running, Georgia Tech, no timeouts.
No time.
Third
nigga,
down.
They can't do shit.
After they got the first down, they were supposed to kneel it on that.
Bro. Yo. You know what time it is. Time for Broken Play. And you know what we rocking with. Prize Picks. Look, man, anything you put up to $100, they going to match it. And it's the best time to be on Prize Picks when you're using the code Broken Play. Listen, you got baseball season in. You got WNBA. You got college football. You got NFL. Tennis. It's so many things that you... Okay, you don't like basketball. Okay, you like football. Any sport that you into, you can type it in. Come on, man. It's easy money. All you're doing is more or less. Who you like? If you like some of your favorite players and you think they're going to get more, pick more. If you think they're going to do less, pick less. spend up to six picks, you can win up to 25 times your money. Over here at Broken Play, we've been winning money. We've been popping 1942. We've been having Fiji water. We've been having hot wing platters. And you know why? Because we on Prize Picks. You could be on there too if you use the Broken Play code. And it's going to match up the money. If you put up $100, they match your $100. Now you got $200. Look, I ain't no math teacher. I ain't do too good in algebra. But I know that's a good math right now. Hey, come on over there to Broken Play. Prize Picks. Get at us.
Mario Cristobal, the head coach. I don't know, man.
Nigga.
That's not
this
good.
This is my first time hearing your name, and nigga, it ain't for nothing good.
Is that ego? Or did he just...
Nah, he just a dumbass. That ain't got shit to do with ego.
Damn, coach.
That ain't got shit to do with ego.
That's
it. Ego... Maybe he was like, shit, we should have beat the shit out of Georgia Tech. He probably was thinking like that.
Right.
But, nigga, you fucked around and lost. That's worse. I'd rather just go in the locker room fussing at, hey, we barely beat them.
Yeah.
I could take that. Nigga, to go in that locker room.
He ain't got nothing to say like you said.
Can't
bro.
Say shit.
They lost a lot of betting tickets for sure.
Who?
That Miami loss lost a lot of betting tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him BR betting like, some dude lost like 30,000. He hit every single money line except for that one.
Oh, so he had Miami money line?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like
man.
Minus like 800, 900.
Nigga, what was it? You know him?
Nah.
Man, if you watch this show and you had that ticket in, nigga, the coach name is Mario Cristobal. Go whip his motherfucking ass.
Facts.
Fly, take the little money you got after losing that. Book you a flight to Miami. No, go to Fort Lauderdale Airport.
It's cheaper, yeah.
It's cheaper.
Just drive up.
Save your money, then drive over to Miami and whoop his ass. Russell Wilson, you did it again, my boy. You can't be motherfucking stopped, nigga. Nigga, when it come to getting your ass whooped, you know how to do it the best. Nigga. Got it out the field, fuck Russell.
Young Simba dropped a freestyle, and in the freestyle he said, the Broncos need to trade Russell for future.
Well, that might be a good trade. I was sitting there, I was thinking about future age, and I was thinking, I was like, shit, that nigga did grow up in Kirkwood, so I know he can run a little bit. He done ran from police.
He gonna sell some tickets.
He gonna, ooh, hey, he gonna sell that's some what tickets. Damn show. Nigga, future man. Imagine that nigga in a huddle. My mama said, fuck it. Man, that nigga had your crotch. Nigga, the offensive line go out there and block their ass off. Sometimes niggas just ready.
Didn't need
sometimes,
that.
Man, like Russell cool. Wilson, he
future
nigga
about
talk six, so two, soft.
6'3".
Hey, bro, thing. Listen. I don't know if we supposed to, but I watched Shannon Sharp and Marshawn Lynch interview.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was dope. You checked that out.
Yeah, I did.
Nigga, Marshawn Lynch said, and you know, we just had Lewis Bett on here. And it's crazy. These niggas still stealing. Because Lewis Bett just told us about Marshawn Lynch and Russell. Now it's ringing a bell, Shannon Sharp. What the fuck you doing, really? I'm going to let this shit slide, but nigga, because that interview was good. But the nigga said, Russell Wilson called him from a blocked number. Like you couldn't have his phone number.
Right, he did, yeah.
Oh. Ain't Michael Jackson, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga. Oh. And you wonder why you keep getting your ass. Sean Payton cussed his ass out.
Oh, yeah, walking because when he turned the ball over, fumbled the ball, and Jet scored, sealed the game.
Bro, Sean Payton, you cussing him out, nigga, cuss your motherfucking self out too, nigga. Bitch the nigga. Yeah. You not gonna keep fucking up, nigga. I'm gonna show you, nigga.
Yeah,
that was a get back game because you know Sean Payton was talking shit about Nathaniel
about
Hackett.
The defensive coach, right?
Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett, no, and offensive coordinator.
It was the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, he was the head coach for the Broncos last year.
Yeah,
the
interim,
worst coaching
right?
job. No, head coach. He got fired.
He only did one season.
Nathaniel Hackett had two seasons for the Broncos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he got fired.
Yeah, Sean who
Payton.
Give a fuck? Both of them got
me. Garbage.
But Nathaniel Hackett. You not as garbage as goddamn Sean Payton. Nigga, you talk shit about me and we beat your ass. Nigga, I made Zach Wilson look like motherfucking Dan Marino.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Nigga, close enough. They won.
Damn.
The clip say it's Lamar tweaking. What's going on? Nigga. Lamar, I bet it with your ass.
Oh, man.
And it hurting me. Nigga, you was in. Did you see when he threw the pick? When they was in the red zone? You didn't see that? Oh, man. That shit was heartbreaking.
It was.
Bro, he didn't have to throw that. But I think Lamar gonna be straight.
Yeah, facts.
Lamar gonna be straight. But it's just. Bro, a lot of niggas took Pittsburgh, and I said, ain't no damn way.
I didn't plus four.
You did?
Yeah.
That's a good. See, you always have good, you always have some good dumb shit.
Your, by itself is in a
yeah, your good dumb shit hit, but when you put thought in shit, it don't do nothing.
None of the receivers was catching.
Yeah, seven drops. Seven
for Lamar. Drops.
Yeah, it was like.
Seven
it
drops.
Was like catches.
Like is he got, missing touchdown catches.
Like, wow.
Do he need to take some power out of throws?
Nah,
not from yesterday. Like every it was they was catches like beat they man and niggas was just like, not Rashad catching Bateman, the ball, bro.
Missing a touchdown. Nelson Aguilar had one right in his hand.
Niggas was not it
went
was
right
weird,
through.
Bro.
Oh, like, he I saw that one.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
It
was
they were saying they've been practicing with rugby balls. That's why.
Yeah, that's dumb as hell.
What the fuck? That-
Come on, man.
Man, moving right along. Because yeah. I hope that's a lie.
Nah, for real.
I hope that's some TikTok lie.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
That makes Nick. Sense. Because they was they, the way they were driving it.
It's like.
Yeah, that might.
Nick, hey, man, this ain't the right one.
The right ball, bro. I ain't used to this.
Practice. Hey, nigga, Chase told your motherfucking ass. Nigga, I'm always open.
Facts.
Nigga. That nigga is exciting.
That's a bar.
Jamar motherfucking Chase. Is Joe Burrow back or is just Chase had an excellent game?
Burrow's back.
Damn. Greg, Burrow. You say that too?
Burrow back.
He said he was it. Healthy too, like coming into he the said week. He felt you good. See what happened, so.
Nigga.
He was moving well in the pocket too.
Of course a nigga gonna say he healthy when they play the goddamn Cardinals. Bitch, show me you're healthy next week. Have that same motherfucker in. No way do you get to Arizona. Yeah, I feel good by this week.
Right.
Not like a nigga who finna. Play the Broncos now.
But Arizona beat the Cowboys, though.
Are the Lions a real number one in NFC North?
Hell yeah. They the only ones with a winning record.
They going crazy,
everybody
bro.
Else terrible in that motherfucker.
They going
Green
the
Bay.
Bro, the Vikings not really terrible. Nah. You watch them, they just find ways to
the
lose.
Loop.
Yeah, for sure.
They're a good team. But, bitch, they going to lose.
They 1-4.
They gonna figure that shit out. But the game could be going good for them. They were like, nah, we gotta lose this bitch.
Right. How can we lose
it? Yeah. Lions offense is just like clicking. You didn't have a
Jared Goff look way. Hey,
you didn't have their number one receiver. St. Brown was out.
That's why I just knew to take the Panthers with them points.
The Panthers suck, man.
Yeah, true.
They lost 42-20. Lions is they playing.
Hey, speaking of, yeah, that is a weak ass division.
It is.
The Packers, the Bears,
Damn.
the Vikings, and the Lions.
You got the best team. Well, no, Lions got the best overall team. Lions defense is
right.
Superb.
Facts. Yeah, they for real.
The motherfucking Braves.
Let's go! Yeah. Big win!
Yeah. Sometimes you ain't got to say much. What you got tatted on you?
The Braves, man.
Man, that bullshit.
Hey, come on, man.
Come on, man. Man, Gray's on me. Nigga, I thought that was a Cleveland idiot.
Oh, that's a tough one, man.
Man, .net, you did that shit yourself, nigga.
It was one of my first tests. No,
bro,
no
don't
cap.
Show nobody else that Braves tattoo,
I'm gonna show the world now.
Let me see.
Hey,
put it on the camera. Saying? Walk over with us.
You just got that yesterday?
Is that better than .net?
Let's have a vote.
Hey, put yours in the camera. We gonna let the fans choose. Man, that's you said that's the tomahawk?
Yeah, this the brain, the head.
The old mascot.
Yeah, the old mascot.
Shit, what in the 30s, nigga?
Yeah, when Hank Aaron was down with him, you feel me?
Anyway, did y'all see how the Braves came back?
Yes. Amazing.
Not coming back, bro.
That was crazy.
That damn double play.
That
might have been the best baseball play I done seen in the last 20 years.
Nah, that shit was epic, though. That shit was fire.
Hey, one thing about niggas, we gonna goddamn overrate some shit quick. That might be the best play of all time.
Of the century.
Of the century. Fuck Babe Ruth.
Nah, that was crazy, bro.
It was some real shit. Harris,
that was an amazing
catch. If Babe Ruth played today in the baseball, that garbage ass nigga would not be on no team. Did y'all used to see how Babe Ruth used to run? Man, find me a clip of Babe Ruth hitting and then running. If Babe Ruth grew up now, that motherfucker would be a plumber. But the Braves, I think the Braves needed that.
That was a must.
Because if they would have went down two games, I don't know. It's hard to say what you're going to do in Philly. Now, I feel like it's going to be a backdoor sweep. You done knocked the energy out they motherfucking ass.
That was tough. They're up, what, 4-0. You got Zach Wheeler.
That's one of their aces.
No hitter through like 5 or 6 innings. He had 10 Ks, like, ooh, and they still won the game, which is amazing. Austin Riley, big home run to put him up, and he got the last out on the double play on Bryce Harper, man.
Ooh, that amazing. Was big, too.
Home team.
Damn, nigga, I wouldn't have drunk the water. I thought you were going to keep talking. I was like, I let him run the baseball segment. That nigga stopped soon as I started drinking. Ooh, shit. Yeah. Well, like I told Dom, and like I told y'all, whoever was listening, the motherfucking Aces, give them their rings now. Give them their rings now.
It is game one, bro.
Man, you said New York Liberty had the two best players on the team.
Well, they got one of them for sure.
Who, Breonna Stewart, right?
Yeah, Sabrina called too, but she don't look ready yet.
No, Sabrina, she ain't ready yet. But you got to know the difference. And I hope nobody know. You know what? I don't give a fuck. Sometimes black people just know how to, when that shit turn on. When that shit turn on.
It don't matter.
Well, Chelsea Gray finally woke her ass up.
26 points. Yeah. She heard you talking that shit, dog. Like, what? What? Felt like we watching white chicks talking about who the fuck don't do this and do that. Man, them folks scored 26 points. Then what the other one? Jackie Young.
Yeah, she ain't gonna do that.
She had 26.
She had 26. Damn. Yeah, nigga, I don't need you to look up the stats, nigga. I know.
Well, the Chelsea Gray had 20. She didn't have 26, so that's why I'm here. Kelsey Plum had 26.
Well, I knew somebody else had 26, goddammit. Close enough.
Yeah.
On to the NBA.
That's pretty quick.
Nigga said the Suns look legit. Nigga, of course, it's preseason.
Hey.
That's facts, yeah. I'll give you that for sure. Efficient, but they do look good, though. They efficient, bro.
Speaking of preseason, we was in Memphis this weekend. We went to open practice. Man, when I say, bro, when you go to other cities and see the fan bases, bro, Atlanta is just too not giving a fuck.
Too cool.
It's too cool, dog.
Too cool.
Bro, them motherfuckers was at that open practice like it was a championship game, game 7.
Damn.
Motherfuckers screaming, having fun.
I ain't know that.
Oh, man. Shout out. DC and Chico had pushed up. Man, them folks went crazy when they saw DC and Chico. It was like you thought, I thought John Morant was walking out that motherfucker. I turned back and said, what the fuck? Bro, they erupted. But for that to be that pack, and you know Ja Morant not playing,
that love.
That's, nigga, I couldn't imagine going to a Hawks practice knowing Trae Young wouldn't be in there. Nigga, I wouldn't go if he was there. But if he wasn't, bitch, I know I ain't gonna be there. I wanna see no motherfucking.
Who else?
What's the nigga Burrow? Who was that Bogey? That's the nigga.
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, Bogey for a three. I don't want to hear that.
That's my nigga.
Was Ja in practice, though? Was he?
Nah, he went at the open practice. Do okay. I don't think fans could cheer for him yet. Gotcha. Like, it's part of the suspense. I don't know all the details. They said Will Porzingis be the different maker.
Porzingis.
Hey, I sounded shit, like that bro. Nigga Poppy. You know them niggas are? Poppy. Oh, yeah, Poppy or his son.
Yeah.
Will he be the difference maker for the Celtics? Man, I don't motherfucking know.
I seen somebody say that white Celtics jersey and that white skin hit different. That's why he balling.
Hey, he looking good for him, bro.
After watching Winning Time and seeing how racist Boston, like, you know what I'm saying, the I city of Boston you. Was, I did not know that shit, bro.
I told y'all, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Donette was there back then, bro. He was crazy. Huh? Said Donette was there back then. He seen it.
Yeah, especially with that tattoo. You still had that tattoo right on there? Yep. Ben Simmons returns. Shit, give him a week. Women first check. Finna talk about no nigga we ain't gonna talk about in October. Fuck that shit. And when I say October, I'm talking about real October, like October 18th. Man. Get that nigga a week or two. That ain't crazy. Ben Simmons, goddamn, coming. My head hurt. The coach screamed that. Man, shit your fuck ass. Man,
I hope he don't be on the hurt stuff, man.
Nah, he look.
It don't matter, bro. He done fucked up too many teams, bro. Everywhere he go, niggas be ready to leave. It's him. Wimby versus Chet. Who you motherfuckers got? It starts off just like we expected. Y'all niggas said Chet was going to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, after last night, I don't think so.
I told you, nigga, bro. One thing about it, sometimes niggas just got to get accustomed to shit.
Yeah.
Women, like, start moving around. He done found them a little something in San Antonio to lay up with. I know what a nigga, something to hold on to. He got him one of them one, got him a little ducked off spot. Drinking that 42, that nigga chilling.
Chet played better, like.
Nah, Chet looked cold too, though.
No. Chet, though. I ain't gonna lie. But bro.
Wimby just, he was dominating.
Bro, just seeing how he was moving it. Like, bro, sometimes stats don't show this, and I'm glad.
Yeah.
Sometimes a nigga could goddamn score 11 points, and that shit seemed like he scored 30.
Yeah.
And when I say that, a nigga like watching Portis with Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Portis, yeah.
Yeah, they get to screaming. Yeah. I go look at his stats, and this bitch got 7 points.
Yep.
But he done hit some big shot, done got a nigga, certain cities, they scream when you get a rebound.
Did your part. But Wimby, that boy was looking like Wilt Chamberlain in Kansas. Them Kansas highlights, how he was moving, bro.
Oh.
Facts. But I didn't see.
All
right. It is, man.
I didn't see Wilt Chamberlain back then.
You done seen the highlights.
But yeah.
Is it way too early for NBA predictions? Who we got in the finals? Before we even say finals, who we got in the NFL Super Bowl? We're going to say that now. We're going to see who get the closest.
Right now.
Super Bowl.
I got San Francisco and Miami in the Super Bowl. All
right.
I like that one.
That one I was thinking.
You do?
Yeah, I like that one.
That one I was thinking.
I think San Francisco, maybe not Miami, but San Francisco, though.
After seeing how San Francisco dominated against Cowboys, nigga, San Francisco could play themselves in the Super Bowl. Nigga, they could play their mother. But I got to see them in Philly.
Yeah. They play Philly, I think, week 13.
Ooh,
16.
That's going to be a good. We got to go somewhere and watch that. What day it's on?
Let me find out for you.
If we ain't got no show or no shit.
But who you think out of the AFC, though?
Out of the AFC, the Chiefs, nigga. I'm not betting against Pat Mahomes.
Man, they look, I don't know.
They look what? Nigga, they look better than Miami?
Shit. I don't know.
Nigga, Pat Mahomes. Bro, do you be seeing that, nigga?
I be seeing it. They should have lost this past weekend to the Vikings. They got cheated. The Vikings got cheated with the flags and shit.
Oh, man, here come with that sympathy-ass shit.
Y'all don't believe in the Bills?
Nah.
Wasn't that Jacksonville? Bro, it's Josh Allen, bro.
I feel like he's playing more conservative now. Like, last year, he was running ball, doing way more.
Shit,
like
as many picks he throwing, that nigga ain't conservative for a damn thing.
But that was a trap game against Jacksonville, man.
Yeah, and then it was overseas.
Yeah, Jacksonville stayed a whole week. They already played in London already.
Y'all didn't put it down, but y'all Falcons got a win in it. Nigga, after watching that game, bro.
We stole one.
Yeah. Y'all 12 seasons away.
Hey, man, a win is a win, man. You got to find out
when you start talking like that. Yeah. will say this. That nigga Ritter is a garbage bastard. But he had a good game. He had a good game, though. He had a good game. Right. It's all right. Sometimes a garbage bastard get out the trash can.
Mm-hmm. True.
He'll be back in there in a minute.
Week 12, December 3rd, Eagles. San Francisco goes to Philly.
Ooh, and that's on a Sunday?
425, that's yeah.
Sunday. See, now, this the thing. I love when somebody got to go to Philly. Let the motherfucking San Francisco nigga come out there. All you 49er fan, where you jersey that day? You better hope you lose.
Yeah, they don't play out there, bro.
Because you're going to lose one way or other, walking your ass out that damn stadium or losing on the field. The GM did a survey. They said the best point guard is Steph. The best shooting guard is Devin Booker. The best small forward is Tatum. Bullshit. Mm. How the fuck they forget about King James?
He's old.
Giannis, the best power forward. And Jokic, the best center.
God, I agree with all those except the small forward.
Thank you, dog.
Small forward is somebody you put else.
Yeah.
KD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ooh. I don't think KD Tatum, before Tatum. Tatum not better than KD, bro.
I agree. But if you... it's either KD or Bron.
Yeah, did that.
I'm going to say KD. I think KD got Bron.
This year going to show us what's up.
I ain't ready to give it up to KD, but it you might be right, bro.
And Bron almost 40.
Bro. I know, man. Goddamn.
Man, Thursday, the Chiefs play the Broncos. And I want to talk about it now. Ooh. Ain't no. Because when they get the episode, the shit might be coming out on the day of anyway. Listen to me here. The Chiefs is gonna beat the bra out the Broncos. Them niggas just gonna be cold, bro. The nigga Pat Mahomes finna show Marcel. Talking about fucking Miami, nigga Miami.
It's hard to go back to back, bro.
Back to back what?
Super Bowl.
Shit. Pat finna show your motherfucking ass.
I don't think they're gonna be healthy enough to get there. They just
who hurt?
Just watching these games, a lot of people getting hurt. I think, bro, I don't know if Pat turf. Can make it.
Is that turf? Motherfucking yeah. turf, bro.
You saw what happened to Kelce, rolled his shit crazy. Mm, he came back in the game, but
yeah, that's just some shit him and Taylor got to bro, yeah. Bro, sometimes they don't leak all the media to everybody, but I found out. A nigga goddamn caught her listening to some old music and shit. He said, like, what you listen to? She was like, nigga, you be listening. They got the R&B shit. He be listening to Beyonce and shit. So she felt some right way, so they were arguing. So, that ain't my crazy. Business. But when we get back, we're going to get in some highlights and some lowlights. And you know, Ja'Marr Chase, don't you worry, nigga. You the first highlight, nigga. Because you said you always open, and you showed your pussy-ass coach. You went lying. So when we get back on Broken Play, burr, 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 burr. Yeah. Just like that, we're back. Let's do it. Let's talk highlights. How can we talk highlights if we don't mention the boy Prime?
Come on, man.
Prime. We back.
Had lost two games. Came back and whooped ass.
Come on, man. Now,
a lot of people say he lost two games. I don't take that USC game as a loss.
Nah.
Because that motherfucker was exciting. He really won that game. Well, half. Yeah. But fuck all that. He got him a win. Shador, it was a game. I guess they played to the competition. They ain't try to blow their ass. You know,
hey, man, a win is a win. You gotta win.
It's tough to play at home, bro. Like, real talk. You can ask USC about that for sure. But they came back, fourth quarter, last minute drive. Shador went Brady mode. Got a touchdown. I mean, not a touchdown, field goal. They won by field goal.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He told
Prime, Prime told him to do his dance.
He's like,
That's a real dad shit. Yeah. Do your dance on them hoes.
Yeah, that kicker, man. That kicker was from Jackson State, too. He came to Prime, so that's what's up.
For real?
Yeah, the Spanish kicker. Say,
that's what Prime posting him, too, ain't
it? Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's for sure.
What's up? Right after Prime, we talk about highlights. I said Ja'Marr Chase was a highlight. Because, bro, it's one thing. Now, if Ja'Marr Chase would have said, I'm always fucking open, and got out there and didn't do shit, the media would have blasted the nigga for the next 3 months.
Right.
He detrimental to the team. He causing friction in the locker room. Bitch, I said what I said and I meant it. I'm always fucking open. Now we won a game. Throw me the motherfucking ball, bro.
And bro had 19 targets.
They was throwing him.
And how many receptions?
15.
Nigga, the only four times I didn't catch the bitch because you ain't put it where it was supposed to be.
Because I was open.
I was open. Nigga, damn. I don't give a fuck.
That's crazy.
Throw that motherfucker 20 times to that nigga till you see, nah, bro, it ain't working today.
Right.
Nigga, 15 for 19.
That's amazing, man.
Nigga,
I went the best with fractions, but nigga, that's great. I know 15 out of 20, that's 80%. No, 75.
I believe
you. Yeah, 75. Mm-hmm. So 15 out of 19.
Even more.
That's 80%. Like I motherfucking said. So that's how I do my mail. Another highlight. We got to talk about it. I don't know who you give it to, but I'm going to say it's either Kittle or motherfucking Brock Purdy. But I'm going to give it to both of them. Nigga, them niggas was on one. Nigga, I feel like Kittle had been hearing all week how good the Cowboys defense is. And he probably was watching the tapes and film and laughing. He like, nigga, I'm finna have a career night on this shit. He probably was asking questions. So you mean to tell me everybody gonna be watching this shit?
Right.
Yeah, it's the only game. And you know how Cowboy fans are. Nigga, everybody tuned in. Everybody off by that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might sneak niggas. Nigga can't watch the 4 o'clock game. Nigga can watch the 8 o'clock game.
Prime time.
Prime time. Everybody who a Dallas Cowboy fan, sometimes they don't have, they team show whatever state it's in.
Mm-hmm.
So if we here in Atlanta, you're going to watch a Falcon game on Fox, no matter if the Cowboys playing or not. Nigga, at 8:15, NBC is playing one game. Kittle knew that shit. Brock Purdy knew that shit. They keep calling me broke. That's the one. Niggas don't like when you talk about their finances. Bitch, why y'all keep talking about our shell room? Oh, bitch, I got something for your ass. Now watch the nigga be a spokesman for Airbnb niggas.
Come on, man.
That's when niggas got to start using their goddamn mind. Okay. I got a roommate. Now I'm doing Walmart commercials about doing roommate shit.
Marketing, man.
Yeah. Stop talking about how much I make. And I just beat the fuck out of Dak. And he making all that goddamn money and can't throw the ball 19 yards. I don't know if Dak throwing with his wrong hand. Man, bring Amari Cooper back.
I got a question for .net right quick.
Uh-huh.
So George Kittle had 3 receptions for 67 yards and 3 touchdowns. Was that impressive?
That's impressive.
Okay,
because it's a tight end position. It's a tight end position.
Okay,
and that's a difference.
And I bet the highlights were impressive too.
But
he didn't just burn them; he ran around.
Oh, okay. So adding 100 more yards to that, same thing, but it's not impressive.
It just doesn't look. It won't look. It's not going to look.
Marcel, stop that petty type shit.
It's not going to look.
You not outsmarting and tricking nobody. We knew what you was coming. Going.
It's legendary.
Yeah.
It's legendary.
Y'all crazy, man. That's crazy, dog.
Highlights. Do y'all got some highlights? Shit.
Oh, my highlight. George Kittle had the Fuck Dallas T-shirt under his on the uniform.
Nigga.
When he scored his final touchdown and he lifted up his shirt and said, Fuck Dallas on the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Marcel, by the time he did that, I had unplugged the T-shirt. Fuck turning that motherfucker off because I ain't want one of the kids to hit the power button. I unplugged that shit.
Tariq Hill again. He went crazy.
Tariq Hill?
Yeah.
You had Jalen Waddle though.
Yeah, he ain't do what he was supposed to do. Yeah.
He scored though, right?
He could have. No, he ain't scored.
No, he had a touchdown.
He had the first touchdown.
Well, I ain't bet on touchdown.
Yeah, he betted on the yards.
That's what I saw.
Well, see, one thing about them sorry-ass Giants, as we get into our low-light segment, bro, stop. It's got to get to a point where it's not being fair. Man, stop letting them niggas play NFL teams.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
Bro, like, for real, let them play Colorado. I would want to see Daniel Jones against your door. I want to see that matchup. Because Daniel Jones shouldn't be going against no NFL quarterback.
Oh, my God, that's funny. That's hilarious.
Back on highlights. Detroit Lions. And you can't say defense offense. Man, the whole team, bro. They beating the fuck out of spreads. That's how, bro. Ain't no way. And I bought 2 points. I said, shit, they ain't gonna beat them nigga by 14.
Right.
Nigga said, you wanna bet?
Say less.
Say less. God damn, you can't make that shit up.
Yeah.
College. Oklahoma.
Texas.
Versus Texas.
Red River rivalry.
I can't believe Texas, bro.
You like the Texas?
I thought Texas.
Man, nah. Marcel had been telling me since Thursday about Oklahoma. He said, take a money line. That's a lot. But we took the points.
Took the points. Plus five.
Plus five. Nigga, we ain't have to look back.
Dang.
That shit was a lot. That shit was a lot.
They got their ass beat 49-0 last year, so he knew they were coming in like different type of energy for sure.
Yeah.
They showed up. Gabriel, the quarterback, shout out to Gabriel. He didn't play last year because he had a concussion. He played this year and showed out.
That motherfucker took all the ibuprofen he needed that week. They said, I got something for y'all this week. Falcons. Bro, I don't care what nobody say about the Falcons. That motherfucking kicker.
Yo, cool?
Young Ho.
Yo, Ho.
That Young Ho gonna do his thing. Young Ho is gonna do his thing every time, bro. The Falcon games that I always watch to see, I've never seen him miss a clutch kick.
Now that I think about it.
He hasn't missed.
And then that highlight that Bijan had when he passed the ball and went behind his back.
He's sick.
And juke dude. And he scored. I'm like, bro, this dude different, bro.
Let me tell y'all about Bijan. The Falcons don't deserve
it. Oh, we got one.
That nigga is incredible.
Yeah. He went behind the back.
Like, he caught it. He got stuck behind his back. Oh. Didn't even look at the ball. Was still looking upfield. Juke the defender, got the ball, touchdown.
Okay. That nigga, like, hand-eye coordination.
It's crazy.
Ridiculous,
yeah,
bro.
He's sick. Well, it's something. I be hearing people in the comment. I mean, I be seeing people write comments saying we be leaving their teams off. No, we don't. If your team don't make the highlights and they don't make the lowlights, they in the middle. We don't do mid-lights.
We don't do mid-lights, man. No mid.
No mid, man. No mid. Tell your team step they shit up. Other day a nigga said, bro, you don't talk about Baltimore. Guess what? Today I'm going to talk about them. Nigga, they ain't some low lights.
Yeah, what's up with them, bro?
Bro.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy.
Bro, you remember, like, now that, like, it's, don't nobody play defense. And speaking of defense, I think the Saints got the best defense in the league. Even better than the 49ers.
I wouldn't go that far, but they got a top five, I think, personally. Yeah, for sure. Their schedules, they have the weakest schedule in the league, I think.
Yeah, they are in the NFL. I can't wait till they play the Saints. I mean, play the Falcons.
Who you got?
Who that? Who that?
Who we that?
The damn show.
Man, hate the Falcons. Damn,
I don't hate the Falcons, bro. I just like money. That's just like me, nigga. I didn't bet too many people on the 49ers game. I knew that the Cowboys,
Didn't we bet?
We were supposed to. I texted you. You didn't text back. You can check your text message. I said, you going to give me the points? I said, are we locked in?
I didn't know what you were talking about, dog.
Good. I'm glad you didn't know.
Shit.
Bro.
Easy money.
Damn.
When the 49ers game started, I don't know if Dumb or .net heard. Bro, I told niggas, I said, that game over with.
Why so?
bro, you could sometimes you could just see the fight in a team. Bro, the 49ers were pumped up like it was the goddamn Super Bowl. The Cowboys started out like they were preseason. Say, oh, them niggas scared.
They don't want the smoke.
Bro, it be like that sometimes. Like, it even come down to like fighting. Sometimes when you know you can whoop a nigga ass, you don't care when you fight or where you fight at. But if you think that nigga could get you, you might start talking a little bit like, bro, hey, you better go with that fuck shit. you know what I mean? You change your scenario. So we know the Cowboys are low light. The motherfucking Patriots, bro, kick them niggas out the league. Yeah. It got to get to a point where niggas got to start leaving the NFL.
Come on, man.
You get your ass whooped so bad, you got to be suspended for a game. The next team get an automatic win.
Forfeiture.
A forfeiture, yeah. We don't want to see certain teams play the next week. Yeah,
damn, Belichick. I thought he was it.
You thought he was what? Damn, Bill ain't shit.
He was the GOAT. They had us fooled, bro.
When a white man got that double neck, they full of shit. They are full of shit. When they talk, I didn't never know his double neck was like that till he did an interview, because he always wearing shirts like this. When that nigga, I seen the nigga talking, I saw that double neck, I said, oh, he full of shit.
Jive turkey.
Man, I bet that nigga Tom Brady, I know he a goddamn love. They'll be watching it.
Right, they say it was because of Bill Belichick. And no, it wasn't. It was Tom Brady.
Bullshit.
He's still a great coach, but
man, how
great?
Well, he got seven. He got seven. No, he got like eight. Or he won two with the Giants. He got like nine Super Bowls, bro.
How many as a head coach?
Seven.
With who though?
The Patriots.
With who?
With quarterback?
With who though?
Tom Brady.
Come on, man. Do it without Tom.
He did it without you.
Without what?
Like he said, do it without Tom. Nigga, Tom did it without you.
He did, yeah.
In his first year without you.
Older
and
age.
In the second year, the nigga was in the playoffs again. Like, man, bro. No matter, I thought Tom had got too old. I said, that nigga passes. Shit. Yeah. I would take that nigga right now. Yeah, over that. Six or seven quarterbacks right now. Off top, Dak. Zach Wilson. Russell Wilson.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, nigga.
You put him on the Falcon.
Ritter. Shit, it might be 12 or 13.
Ritter.
Trying to think. If you name the team, I'll tell you.
Who got a line
for him? Sam Howell.
Nah, Sam Howell's nice.
Who got an offensive Vikings. Line for him?
Nah, Kirk Cousins. It ain't Kirk, bro.
No.
It ain't Kirk.
I think that's a good five.
Yeah, that about right.
My low life's Jordan Love. No, he had...
Justin Fields been balling lately.
These past 2 weeks.
He got 2 weeks.
Hey, I'm here to tell you, Justin Fields, nigga, you just put the lid on that and you out of that, nigga. I don't never see you going back in that bitch.
Yeah.
Justin Fields is not a garbage bastard.
Yeah.
Who you said, Joe?
Low life's Jordan Love. Played nigga. Horrible last night against the Raiders, bro.
Do not mention that bastard. Jordan Love, sometimes these niggas, they don't want to play for real. He thought he was going to sit behind Aaron Rodgers a few more years. Niggas like getting money and not working.
Not playing.
That's a nigga mentality.
Jordan Love.
Getting money and not working? Nigga, that's why we flourish during the PPP era. We don't want to work for real. For real. Another low light. Who your low light, Donette? You got one?
Nah, I had just some highlights. I had no low light.
Gray, you got a low light? Seeing that your pick didn't hit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, he had 10 yards. Yeah, Brian Robinson. Yeah. He had 10 yards. 10 yards, man. Come on now.
Bro.
Against the Bears.
Bro, the Bears. See, sometimes you catch them teams on certain days, they look... Yeah. Amazing.
I text you Moneyline, Bears Moneyline.
You did. Bro, anytime Marcel sends some weird shit, it hit. If he...
Yeah, that's right. You got, dog, you got to read the signs.
Hey, this how he did it. Dick Buckus had died. R.P. Dick Buckus. He said, Bears money line because Dick Buckus, he sent the Dick Buckus RIP. Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Angels in the outfit.
Who just passed?
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. You got to read the signs, bro.
So I was like, shit, I'm going to take the points. They beat the shit out of us. Not that we putting it in there, but if a nigga die from that organization, go money line.
Oh, my God.
Serious.
Betting 101.
Dog, I saw another sign on the road. I saw NU 2U. I'm like, oh, Nebraska 2 units, money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
and they won.
Hey, we will
you
be
got
back.
A problem,
hey, bruh, you need that goddamn 1-800 gambling number.
Yeah, for sure.
Nigga, because if you driving and that shit, bro, NU TU, nigga.
You gotta read the signs, bro. Nebraska money.
But Nebraska did win, though. Yeah.
And you betting with this information?
Who?
You.
No.
He didn't follow.
I didn't follow.
You was right, though, shit.
I did. Did I bet with Nebraska? I think. I took the points. I ain't taking money line, though. I ain't taking money line. Hey, they said flag football could become an official Olympic sport for 2028. That's a low light.
That's hard.
I don't want to see nobody reaching for no goddamn flag.
That's a low light, bro.
Yeah, that's a low light, man.
Maybe women.
Seeing Tyreek Hill playing flag football against like Yugoslavians and stuff, it'd be funny as hell.
I don't want to see nobody playing flag football but some kids.
Bruh, right. And there's kids who 3.
Yeah.
Once you can start cussing and saying the chants, if you can do that and celebrate and start gritting, hey, nigga, take that flag off.
Hen. We hen.
Let's get it. When we get back, we going to do our prize pick because it's time for that shit. And when I say it's time for that shit, it's time for us to be in that motherfucking club. See, any other time, it be false motivation. I got to stop talking like that. I've been watching how Prime talked to his team. Nigga, we here for one reason and one reason only, nigga. To be in the motherfucking club with 1942 bottles. Shut the fuck up, Dotnut. It ain't time for that yet. We need to be in the club with hot wing platters and Fiji water. Fresh to motherfucking death. Nigga, everybody here got their own style. Don't put his shit on. Marcel gonna have his jersey on. Dotnut gonna have some shit on. You don't know what he got on, but he gonna be fresh in his own motherfucking way because he be goaty. He got his goaty shit on. If Vet gonna have some crazy ass Frank Lucas glasses on. And Greg gonna wear some sweat. With that being said, now it's time, Dotnut. It's time for this shit. We in this motherfucker, 1942. You see the sign, broken play. Let's get these picks. We'll be back on Broken Play. You know what time it is. We're back on Broken Play. Yeah. Woo. So, before we left, you know what I mean? That segment got us all pumped up. Let's get these picks in. Before we get there, let's talk about who been fucking us up. We can't count Marcel because his pick was a reboot. He had James Conner over 60 yards. Why is he got hurt?
He got a knee injury in the first half and didn't come back.
First half, like first quarter?
I think first or second quarter.
Because if that's on some shit, prize picks, y'all niggas still owe us.
Travis Hunter.
When Travis Hunter got hurt, man. Nigga, come talk to us now. We got to learn the reboot rule. All right. Finally got his first loss. Dumb. Jalen Waddle. Over 59.5 receiving yards. And nigga had 35. It wasn't no bad bet. Bad pick. You know why? Because they played the Giants. The nigga Jalen, he like, shit, fuck it, nigga. I'm going to chill out.
Right.
That nigga probably ain't even wear cleats this game. Next. Now, Greg always have some weird-ass picks. and they be hitting.
Mm-hmm. True.
But this here takes the cake. Out of all the games you could have chose, you chose the Washington Commanders. And out of all the people on that team, you chose Brian Robinson to have over 65 and a half rushing yards. They were playing the Bears. The nigga had 10 yards.
That was crazy, dog.
Now, if we're not going to take this shit serious, let me know now. 10 yards. Is you niggas sabotaging this shit on purpose? Greg, you got to get a nigga who we know picked this week.
I'm going to redeem myself. I got you.
All right, bet. Now, let's get into it. Yvette has been hot.
Woo! Woo!
Yvette, you still with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Nigga, he
hasn't heard anything.
That's what them independent women always say.
All
I do my own shit. I don't need a nigga for shit. That nigga watching the shit like, hold up, no.
This is all me.
All right. Yvette had Joe Mixon over 62 and a half rushing yards. The nigga had 81.
Damn. Good pick.
Yvette is on her shit.
Oh,
okay. Damn. Right. That's what niggas always want to do, go solo. They forgot when they got, all right, bet. I saw what you did to them wings anyway that day. Thad, Tyreek Hill, over 86 and a half receiving yards. Now, if you see that, you be like, woo, the nigga had 171. The nigga took Jalen Waddle yards.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last but not least, definitely, I had Tua over 277 and a half passing yards. And Dom had picked Waddle, and Thad picked Tyreek Hill, and I used my mouth. I said, shit. If they think them niggas gonna get them yards, he got a tight end and a running back. He got a pass to them. No, he got to hit over 277. Mm. The nigga had 308. Clap it up for me. Because the only reason I say that is because I'm thinking about the team. I'm not betting against us.
Right.
Thad, what's your pick? Because we know you can't be on camera alone.
Derek, let me hurry it up. I'm going to take Derrick Henry over 9.5 receiving yards.
Who they playing?
They playing the Baltimore Ravens. I took somebody pick.
No, I was going to take him to get a touchdown.
Oh, you going to take him to get a touchdown?
I like the touchdown
better.
Oh,
Mike texted me, too. He said we all got to have our picks on the same day if we want to be on the app.
Right. So, football Sunday.
Football Sunday. All right. I can't be on hey, no, no, no. I know you had that. Not to, like, yeah. Overrule anybody. I would rather you take that touchdown, too. That's a better pick.
Go ahead and take it. Go ahead and take it.
He's not using the PN.
Right, they don't use him in a passing game, though.
Use Spears.
Yeah, they be using they. All right, fuck it.
That shit is set up, bro. Don't get that.
No, no, fuck it. Keep it.
For the team.
All right. All right. No, you could have used the touchdown. He would have had to pick something else.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Do you have something?
Yeah.
Sure. All right, Greg, now you go. Since you showed team and selfless service.
I'm not too confident now. I like Alvin Kamara, rushing yards. Y'all know Alvin Kamara?
I like that.
Hell yeah.
Y'all know.
Now you back.
Yeah. Hey. Stranger danger, nigga.
From
Greg,
the A.
Greg will call a nigga out you never heard of.
Stranger danger.
I like ZD Boston. Who he play for? Arizona. Like, nigga, what? Who you got, Dom? After your first loss.
I'm going to go with Sabrina Ionescu. I'm going to go over for the points. She is at 16.
When is that?
That Wednesday, is Wednesday.
Man. We trying to do the what's name, remember?
What's that?
He said we got to be all on Sunday.
Oh, okay. So you want to go football. Okay. Mm-hmm. Come back to me.
Okay. Go ahead, Marcel. Because I had a college myself.
Okay, I'm going to go Kenneth Walker the third to score a touchdown against Cincinnati Bengals.
Ooh. All are right. we putting this on mine? Then?
Yeah.
All right, running back. hold on. I remember.
So you got Derrick Henry touchdown. You're going to do Derrick Henry touchdown. You got Alvin Kamara rushing.
Any kind
yards.
Of touchdown or rushing touchdown?
Any kind any of pass, kind of rush, receiver.
Let me see. Is it on there?
Yep.
You got Alvin,
I got him.
Alvin Kamara rushing yards over.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at 63.
You said over or more?
Over, yeah. It's at 68 and a half.
And who they playing?
Houston.
Oh, yeah. Count that. Yeah.
Nah, they
no, he runs the ball, bro.
He might not pass.
But they might, yeah.
If they get on the goal line, they.
And if they pass it to him, and he passes, yeah,
you got a passing touchdown
it.
This year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I got Kenneth Walker to score, like, pass, rush, whatever type Ken, of touchdown.
Okay. That's in the touchdown?
Yeah.
Is it on me yet?
I got Debo Samuel.
What you got him for?
47.5 receiving yards. I'm gonna go over.
47.5.
Yeah.
I like the five, man.
That nigga said 47.5.
I like to say five, man. I like to say five, man.
My bad, bro.
Yeah.
Yvette, what you coming with?
I'm actually gonna have the same pick as myself.
Okay. Good pick.
Who you had again?
Kenneth Walker. All right, so it's on me. I like Pat Mahomes, 275 yards against Denver.
Oh.
They already scared of the nigga. We done sat down with Pat. We sat down with Browning. He said Pat Mahomes do shit. Tricky. They don't never scare. Yeah, so Pat Mahomes, they scared of him.
All right, so I'm going to take Travis Kelce over a touchdown.
Great pick. I was looking at that, too. We missing somebody?
That's
five.
That's it?
Yeah, it's only five. Oh, no. I didn't get .net, Debo Samuel. What you had him for?
Receiving yards.
67.5.
Okay, bet.
What? 47.
Oh, 47.
And a half.
47.5.
Hold on. Debo Samuel. Look, bro. So if y'all watching this, all our picks going to be on Sunday. So y'all can follow in trail. It's no excuse this week. Get some money with us, nigga.
Real.
You see how we just sat here and calculated this shit? We didn't rush this shit. The money is coming. Everything more. All right. Hey, I'm feeling confident. $150.
Woo!
Bring back 3,750. Nigga, if I said we gonna be fresh, nigga, we gotta buy outfits too. Can't be betting no $50, especially no goddamn $10 like Thrifty Thad.
They were thrifty.
Place entry? We in there.
Yeah.
Y'all trail them picks. Trail them picks. We on Sunday. We will be on the app. If you fucking with Prize Picks, we will be on the app. They just gave us they. Cause one thing, when we on the app, we hit on everything except that Travis Hunter. He got hurt. Mm-hmm. So nigga, we good. When we on it. Don't nobody get hurt. If you, Debo, Travis, Patrick, Derek, Kenneth Walker, Alvin Kamara, we wishing y'all nothing but health, rest, and a big old motherfucking. Healthy game.
Yes.
Facts.
I hope you niggas receive that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, man, I'm glad y'all tuned in to Broken Play. If you've been watching this long, we know you fucking with the Broken Play the hard way. Nigga, if you see them clips, share it to your story. I don't know why. It's so many niggas when they see us, they already screaming out Broken Play.
Facts.
Yo, a nigga saw me the other day. Get what he said. Now, what a 1942 at? Nigga, if you been watching the show, you know we ain't got no 42. But niggas, I was drinking on some other shit. Nigga said, now you ain't on that 42? No, nigga. That's when we celebrate. We got some merch on the way. It's on the way. Y'all, I hear y'all asking about the merch. It's so many women know about Broken Play. Come on, man. So, Thad, when you out here, Greg, when you out here, Marcel, when you out here, it's just, you know, I'm just naming the single nigga. Mm-hmm. When y'all out here.
I'm not single.
Oh.
I don't want to get caught up on here.
My bad. You not, damn, Greg, you the only nigga? More pussy for you. Greg, have that shit on. And if ladies, you see me, I'm not single. But I'm going to have that shit on. I will fuck around. Don't spell me. I'm just talking shit, man. I don't think my baby mama watch my show. Edit that. Nah, all jokes aside, appreciate y'all tuning in to Broken Play. This been a hell of a episode. Until next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Broken Play.
All right. Yes, get out of here, Marcel. 9 o'clock on.